Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the New 7 Podcast. I am your host, Logan Locke, and today we're going to talk about the past week's eclipse, however, not in the way you expect. This event created a mass wave of visitors to the Northeast states, as well as the Northeast Kingdom. I interviewed the fire chief of St. Jay, Bradley Reed, on how many people were expected to be in St. Jay during the eclipse, and how they plan to handle the mass visitors. We first discussed how many people that were predicted to come to St. Jay this past Monday.
We're predicting to see somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000 people. We think there could be significantly higher number than that.
Main Street was even shut down for a watch event.
Watch event that's occurring right on Main Street. We're actually shutting down Main Street and parts of Church Street.
We then discussed traffic and what the major concern was.
Our concern in town is that the traffic that gets backed up from the interstate is going to be sitting in town.
Now, before I get into this next part, I just want to explain that me and Bradley, we had talked the prior Friday before the eclipse. Okay, so you had, you know, Friday, the weekend, eclipse day on Monday. So, on Monday, I went to St. Jay, and I was going to cover the, you know, Main Street event that they had, the watch party, if you will, of the eclipse and the planetarium. I went there, I interviewed a lot of people, and I got relatively responses that I was expecting, how, you know, people were excited to watch the eclipse, that Vermont's a beautiful state, they like to come up here and visit. Some people were very upset at the fact that they, you know, had to sit in slow-moving traffic on the interstate, you know, moving like 2 miles per hour and stuff. And some people were like, you know, it was worth it. But at the end of the day, my story, or the real story here, started Friday, but the full picture and ramification wasn't really known until Monday, when the eclipse happened. Well, technically the day before, because people were headed up, but you get the point. For me, this story was never really about watching the eclipse. I mean, sure, it's a spectacle, and it's what everybody's coming up to do, but the ramifications that that has on the people that live in these communities, with the influx of people that came, that's where the real story was. And this part of the podcast is just going to me be telling you about what I noticed after I did my interviews and stuff in St. Jay, because I noticed that there were more people than were anticipated, and where they were was interesting, to say the least, because you wouldn't have expected many people to be there, if anyone at all. So after I got done with St. Jay, I decided to head on Route 5 South, because I expected Route 5 to be a lot less chaotic than the interstate. And I went to Barnett. So remember, at this moment in time, I was out of reporter mode. I was like, okay, it's April break. I'm going to go watch the eclipse from Harvey's Lake, which is a place I like to go to very often. So I went out through Barnett, and I am not kidding when I say this, guys. There were cars lined down the road in Barnett, right near the elementary school. And even further beyond that, you had the Quick Stop, which I didn't go to the Quick Stop, by the way, till after I watched the eclipse, but there were a lot of people at the Quick Stop, and there were a lot of people in the town of Barnett. There was a lot of people at the Harvey's Lake Beach. There were some people at the boat dock, which is where I was to watch the eclipse, but there was people all over the lake. There were a lot of people at the Barnett Quick Stop, right? A small business that probably doesn't see much traffic. Well, especially compared to that day. And that's what got me thinking. The real story here is the effect that this had on the community. Now, I can't give you hard numbers as to how much money the state made, but there were some rumblings of it making around $40 million for the state. You had people that charged out-of-staters to come, or allow them to come onto their lawn to watch the eclipse. So basically, you know, if someone wanted to park on Route 5, which this did happen, but, you know, park on Route 5 in someone's field and watch the eclipse, you'd pay the landowner to watch the eclipse from his, his yard. That's what quite a few people did. They had people from out of state watch the eclipse on the yard, but they would get paid for it. So a lot of people turned it into a money-making opportunity, not only big businesses, but just your average everyday people. And on top of that, like I said, there were a lot of people in Barnet. There were a lot of people in Peacham. There were people in areas that were not designated as like, this, you know, this is the major area you need to go to watch the eclipse, right? St. Johnsbury was a major designated area. Burlington was, like, you know, Lindenville, like, you're talking about big established towns, well, at least for the state, that were the central hubs, if you will, of a lot of people. But when you go to rural places like rural Peacham, rural Barnet, and you see people lined up and down the roads and fields and stuff watching the eclipse from out of state, you're like, this was bigger than I thought it was going to be. And when I came home from Barnet, on the Barnet exit, it looked like LA during rush hour. The interstate, both lanes were filled with cars, packed up. You had people coming off the on-ramp to go south on I-91. Like, they went on the, or excuse me, they were coming off the on-ramp. It was the craziest thing I'd ever seen. Both on and off ramps were, you know, congested with cars. Rather, you're going north or you're going south. And that whole road, like I said, so let me explain it like this. If you're coming south on Route 5 and you're heading north towards St. Jay and Barnet, okay? Route 5, you keep going straight and you'll end up in St. Jay, but you can take a left, which takes you up to I-91. But that road also heads out to Barnet. That whole road, don't remember the name of it, but it was covered with cars the entire time. And I was like, whoa, this is big. Like, this is way bigger than I thought. Route 5, same ordeal. Cars down the road. People that were hanging out in other people's, you know, yards and stuff. Obviously, they paid to be there. But at the same time, it clearly turned out to be a much bigger event than anyone anticipated. I got home around 4 o'clock. Okay, guys, I got home around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I watched cars from 4 o'clock to about 10:30 on Monday night, a steady stream of cars coming from St. Johnsbury down south, Route 5. That whole period of time, straight cars, non-stop. Obviously, the interstate was packed. But Route 5 had constant, and I mean constant, traffic all day. So the real big story of the eclipse wasn't the eclipse that lasted, give or take, 60 seconds or 90 seconds or, you know, whatnot, but the lasting traffic and money that was made and experienced that whole day. That's where the real story was. And sure, you know, I can't give you hard numbers as to how much money the state made in total or how much, you know, individuals made by charging people. But I can tell you there were money-making opportunities and people took them. And there were a lot of cars, more than what was anticipated. They were out in very rural areas that were not expected to have that much traffic. It was very shocking. It was very eye-opening. But those are the things that affect the people that live in the towns. The eclipse can come and go. That doesn't affect the town. Okay, you get to go outside, you look at it, and it's done. But, I mean, if after that fact, you know, you want to go down to the grocery store and get some milk and you're stuck in traffic for an hour, well, that affects you. That has a lasting imprint on a memory. Or if you're a business owner and, you know, maybe you make a few thousand dollars a day or something, and the next thing you know, you're making $50,000 because you have this huge influx of people. That matters. All of that matters. And that's where the major story really is. It's all about the eclipse and everything that happened because of it. But ladies and gentlemen, that is all I have for the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you all in the next one.